Attainable housing has been on the mind of Wellington County task forces and committees for over half a decade. Nonetheless, one member of council and former warden of the county is not satisfied with what's been accomplished and brought forward a motion to a meeting last week in the spirit of urgency.
I really believe we need to get to a point where we make a decision whether we're going to do something and we have some examples to look at or not. And if we're not, then we should disband this committee, Attainable Housing Task Force, and say, look, you know, we're not in this business. Because I don't want to spend any more time and resources on something that we're not serious about.
Wellington County Councillor Andy Lennox, who is a member of the county's Attainable Housing Task Force, alongside Councillor Jeff Duncan, addressed council. The committee was formed in 2019. Lennox made a motion for staff to complete a comprehensive analysis of potential options discussed by the task force. Also included in the motion was for task force documents to be forwarded to council immediately, and a community scan of who may be able to partner to accomplish this goal. Lennox explained in an interview those choices include a community land trust, affordable ownership proposal, or a partnership with Habitat for Humanity. The land trust option is an idea wherein housing is kept at an inflationary rate because the land's speculative value is taken out of the equation. The value of the land is in a trust in this model. Meanwhile, an affordable ownership model is a cumulative sales proceeds structure that keeps costs at a minimum. Lennox says his motion to investigate these models stemmed from an item in Thursday's agenda.
There was a proposal in part of the council agenda that, while I didn't necessarily think that that was the right solution, I think that there is other solutions that we should be looking at more seriously. And it became apparent through some of the committee meetings that other members of council were not as familiar with some of the stuff I was talking about. So I thought it was really important that we get that information in front of council.
We've done a lot of work on this, Lennox told council, yet we're not doing anything, he said. Work, Lennox explained, included the task force doing extensive research on each of the models, including presentations detailing what each structure entails. The task force also ran an awareness campaign to educate the public on the topic of attainable housing. Lennox added the type of housing has remained stagnant locally, which poses a problem to many prospective homebuyers.
Traditionally, our housing across Wellington County is predominantly single-family detached, but as prices have gone up, the need for a greater variety of housing has also gone up because it's just become unreachable for so many people to buy that single-family detached home.
CAO Scott Wilson suggested a friendly amendment to Lennox's motion, affording staff more time to do this analysis before bringing results before council in May at the earliest. The issue, though, was an urgent one for Lennox, who says the steps taken need only to be the beginning if council is serious about a solution.
Really, the message was there's a lot of work been done. I wanted council to be informed about it and so that we could have a robust discussion and decide what actions, if any, we're going to take on this subject. Because I think at this stage, we've invested a lot of time and resources into this housing task force. And if we're not going to take it any further, then we should stop investing more time and resources into it.
Several councillors followed up Lennox's motion with comments. Councillor Sean Waters noted planning policies play a key role in this process, while Councillor James Seeley said more time may be needed to give staff due time to do their analysis. Lennox admitted the available strategies are not standard off-the-shelf models. He reiterated, though, the requirement for more attainable housing is dire.
There's a crying need for different types of housing, and if we can find a pathway that's not going to be onerous to the taxpayer that can deliver this type of housing for our community, I think that's an extremely valuable thing for our communities.
While Lennox agreed to push a report's return to council until May, he stated once more the urgency of this issue, telling council they need to have a meaningful discussion, as currently we're spinning our wheels. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.